Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
So many followers on Instagram, a lot of young women look up to you.
Like, you can't be sitting on Instagram cursing and acting crazy all day. Like, if people like you and they love you and you a leader, then show them the way. Show them the right way.
I mean, what kind of gentleman would we be if we didn't open the door?
Okay, I know that's
what's going on, love? How are you? Welcome.
How you doing, Rashad?
Hey, Rashad.
Pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. This is an important conversation. You know, I've heard that you want to be remembered as the businesswoman that you are.
And I do.
So this is the perfect place.
And I'm glad to be here. Let's do it.
All right, Ari the Don.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I learned so much about you. I learned Chicago, they say.
What up, Joe?
They say, what up, Joe? They say gym shoes.
I got my gym shoes on today for
and
sure.
You're going to take us to where it get real soulful.
Yes.
That's all part of it.
Okay.
A tour package. We got exactly. We got the scenery for it. We wanted you to feel at home.
I feel so at home now. Look at this, y'all.
So I want to get into this because, you know, a lot of times people have a perception of people that, you know, they see in the news, people they see on social media, but the perception is not reality. They don't understand, like, the business, the hard work that goes into it. They just think that somebody just pops up one day and they're just an influencer.
Right.
What does that term even mean? So a lot of things that we want to talk about, but first I want to hear, what's your view on social media? Like, how were you able to use it to build your brand? And how do you feel about the term influencer?
I think that I've been like an influencer since I was like a little girl. I always, even like in high school, I was like the popular girl in school. Probably didn't have all the money in the world, you know, but like I was still popular. Everybody knew me. Then even like in the city, like everybody knew me in the city. I used to work in the clubs, like doing bottle service. So like I always kind of been like popular. And then when I was on social media while I was still like working and stuff, but I could see how, like, I was gravitating a lot of people towards me just from, like, my posts that I would, like, posting a regular picture. And people were like, oh, I like that. Or where you get that? Or da-da. And then it's like, they like my style. Like, you know, and I ain't doing nothing but being myself. So it's like, I got some type of influence. You know, it ain't just, like, a pretty face. It's, like, something about me. And it's my personality, too. So I think that people really, like, be like, I fuck with her because I'm relatable. So I think that, like, to have influence, because there's a lot of people on Instagram who got millions of followers, mm-hmm. but they don't have influence. Like, you have to really, like, be a certain, not a certain kind of way, you be yourself, but, like, it's only a certain amount of people that really, really got influence, and I'm one of those people.
So when did it start to take off for you on social media? Like, when you really, like, all right, this is a wave. I'm creating a lane for myself.
I would say 2017, maybe 2016 through 2017.
Sounds about right. I mean, the first time I heard the name, it was 2017. It was a young lady that was working with us at the time. She just kept reposting your pictures. I'm like, why do you keep reposting to somebody else? Like, she was like, no, I love her. This is how we're gonna make her big. I'm like, what? I really didn't understand it. And so, like you said, you had influence. And so, at what point did you figure out that I could turn this influence into a monetary situation? Because that's something that people can't do, right? Like, there's a lot of people with millions of followers, and they can't figure out how to make a business out of it, but you figured it out.
Right.
So at what point was that? Is this 2017 as well?
So for me, I'm going to say it's 2018, right? So I was noticing, like, all these people, like, they like me, they following me, they comment, like, they liking stuff. So I'm like, we like, let's book me somewhere, like, you know, like, have promoters that could come and they could book me. So when people start booking me, it was like, damn, like, they fucking with me for real, you know, like, so I'm like, okay, cool. So now it's like, it's really going, like, I'm getting booking after booking. And then when I'm going to these places, it was, at first it weirded me out a little bit, because I'm like, you know, it's people screaming my name, and I'm sitting here looking like, damn, like, it's for real. You know, like, they really, really like me. They really love me. So it's like not just the love from the internet. Like, when I would get booked at these places, I was feeling the love. Like, damn, I could do something with this. You know, like, I could shake me a little tail feather. I could fold, you know, like. So I think that when I start doing hostings and going to cities and seeing these people and, like, the energy that they gave me was like, I could do anything.
Was it Chicago first? Right, obviously you're from there. And so, like, was it one of those situations? People always ask us, how do we scale? And we always say, get how you are first. And then the rest of the world will catch on. Was it Chicago that was, like, booking you and saying, like, this is the girl, and then the rest of the world go? Or it was outside forces?
Nope, it was outside. But the city fucked with me, but I was, like, getting booked outside. You know, people, they like, we know you, we love you, but, like, we be seeing you, you know, like, even the city. So it was like outside, it was like different cities.
What was like the first price that you charged for?
$3,500.
$3,500.
All in.
All in. No, so back end. Like, I needed the money up front.
No, back end.
Okay.
back end.
All right. So how'd that feel? Like you said, I mean, you know, just to get paid to actually just be somewhere. Because some people get $3,500 for a month, like, of work. Like, they have to work a job and get $3,000 for the whole entire month. So you just showing up for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then they
45
got
like minutes.
45 minutes, excuse me. Bottles. Like, how'd that,
that's
how'd
additional.
How'd that feel? Like, what was the first feeling when you was like, this is a vibe?
It felt good. At first it was a little weird, because it was like, I don't know, I didn't really know how to accept, like, all the attention on, you know, because I'm like, I don't like people, like, touching me, you know, like, people get too close, I get a little like, you know, like, back up. But then it started to, like, become, like, natural. Like, these people really fuck with you. They like you. They love you, you know? But I'm, like, from Chicago, so it'd be like, you touching me.
But too close.
It was a great feeling. I'm so happy and I'm so thankful that we started doing them $3,500 bookings.
Life-changing.
Life-changing.
So, I mean, that's a lot. So you're getting these bookings, but are you managing it yourself? Are you the person that's the booking agent and your...
My manager.
Oh, you got a
manager. Out the gate?
Yeah, so, right, okay, so let's take it back a little bit.
Let's do it.
Okay, so when I was 17, I was still in school, I was still in high school, and I was working at the door. My cousin is my manager. She do not play, y'all, okay? She is about her bag. So she like, you not, and I used to go to her house. We used to live together. So it was like, you not finna keep coming over here stealing my little t-shirts and stuff. You know, like, you finna work. So she put me to work. So I was working at this club called Adriana's in Chicago. I was just a door girl, like, taking people numbers. Like, when you know you come to the club, you're like, you come at free before 11, I'll take your number down. That was me. I was the door girl. So... And then she like, okay, you can start working inside the club. Like, just, I was doing, like, the free bar, like, before 12 or something. And I was, like, pouring the shots.
Okay.
Then I started doing...
Bottle service.
The bottle service. And then we like, okay, let's do something else. And then we had a hair business, Kaiche Extensions. We did it for a while, but I think that the money that we was making, like, in the club, it was, like, more than that on top of... She dealt with way more than me when it came to, like, the people. She, like, all the emails, backlash, like, it's me, but, like, she the one who got to deal with these people, sending hair back, try to get a new vendor, going back and forth, you know, like, it was just a lot. It was too much, and then we just kind of was just like, fuck it.
Done with the hair business.
It was cool, though. We made some money now. Don't get me wrong. Like, we made some money. It was cool. We had a great run, but it was a lot to handle. We really didn't know, all the ins and outs of like a business and like how to really control it and do it.
So at that time, you already had developed that relationship. A, your family, so you knew each other your whole life.
Right.
But you had a business relationship from the club and then the hair.
Right.
So when you started doing promotion, it was already there because y'all already had that relationship.
Right.
So some people say not to work with family. How has your experience, what's your take on that? Because you work with family, so what's your take on that?
You know, we've been through it. We have been through it, but it's never been like nothing. Well, no, yeah, we've been through it, through a lot of shit, but like I would never change it. Like I would literally, I would not do this with nobody else. Like this is somebody who I know I could trust 100%, 99. So you ain't supposed to trust nobody 100% now. I could trust her. Like I know she got my best interests at heart.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
And I know that at the end of the day, she not going to fuck up the bag about our relationship. Like, at the end of the day, if say I be like, I block you, I don't want to talk to you. Okay, but about this chicken, like, like you know, she's still going to get to the money. And that's bottom line for us. And we both know that. Like, we know what it's like to, you know what I'm saying, not really have nothing. So, like, you can have your attitude, but you got to do this. This on the calendar, you got to do this, you got to do this. Like, we going to communicate about that money. So we ain't never had no problems in the money area. Let me say that.
But that's important.
It has been. We have had a very, very rocky, you know, time. But we, you know, we overcome that shit.
Yeah. What's that feeling like, though? Like, you're the person in the family who has, you know, accumulated a certain level of wealth. Mm-hmm. And everybody doesn't. And so what do you feel like? Do you feel responsibility to help?
I feel pressure. But I'm also grateful. You know, like, I want to do it. So it's like, it's not as, it's hard. But it's not like, I don't feel like, oh, I'm just obligated to do all of this shit. Like, I want to do it too, because my family, they who got me, you know?
So how is that, like, how do y'all get through those hard times? Is it sitting down, having a conversation, and then compromise? Because that's important in business. You see a lot of people, you know, break up relationships because they don't know how to communicate. So, like, how is that, you know, getting through those hard times? What's the key to that communication and making sure that, you know, it stays on track?
I ain't found the key yet. We still figuring it out.
Work in progress.
Listen, we still figuring it out. We still got family issues, but, you know, we stand on top of our business because that's what we need to do. But we got a healthy relationship. I'm going to be completely, I do not have the key. Like, you know, stand strong on your business. Love your people. Don't do no backstabbing. Don't do no flaw shit.
Key.
And that's what we do. Flaw. Oh, that's the key.
That's the key. We adding that. Flaw shit. Don't do no flaw shit.
Don't do no flaw
if
shit.
Everybody live by that, the world will be a much better place. It's like the Ten Commandments. So let's talk about the launch of your beauty brand.
Yes, let's talk about it. I'm so excited.
So what's the deal with that? What was the inspiration behind that? What are we expecting to, you know, see in the next coming months, coming years from that?
So right now I'm doing Remedy. That's the name of my brand, y'all. I'm so excited. I
can tell by your whole posture.
Yeah, everything has changed.
Because I'm so excited. I've been working on this. We have been working on this for so long, and I put so much work into this, and I'm so excited just to share it. I should have brought y'all some.
Yes,
sure. But I always, like, I'm a beauty girl, so I like a lot of different makeup and, like, eyeshadows, lip gloss. Like, in my purse, I don't have my purse right here, I got like 50 lip glosses. Hmm. Maybe like 17 to be exact, for real. Like, not even being funny. Like, I always carry so many different lip glosses. And I just know exactly, like, how I like my makeup to be. I've been wearing makeup for a long time because I was working in the club. Mm-hmm. Then now I'm on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to the club. You know, everything, interviews, photo shoots. So I'm like, every day, like, I know exactly how I like my makeup to be. And I just feel like I know exactly what every woman needs to feel beautiful. Like, I just be like, ooh, she could just put a little right here. If she had this shade, like, I just want to do it. Like, I love makeup so much. I'm so happy that I tapped into doing this cosmetic line, because this is, like, the perfect thing for me.
So how'd you develop, because the cosmetic, that's something that's big, right? Like, makeup and eyeshadow and lipstick and all that. So what's the process? Like, you sitting down with, like, designers that's helping you design this, and then, like, the warehouses. Like, how is that, like, from the idea to actually implementing it?
We got, like, creative directors to help us. We got a big, I have a big team of people, like, all our photography people, the videographers, my manager, the directors of whatever set we doing, like, our media person. But we just go through different vendors. We've been going through different vendors for a long time to get, like, exactly what I like, because I'm very, very picky. So we've been, like, trying and testing out new products. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was just, whatever sticks, it's like, this is it. This is the perfect one. Like, this is what I want to do. And I'm trying it out on my friends, sending it out to my cousins, just letting everybody try it to see, like, is this the perfect product? And everybody loved it.
Has that been on the vision board? So obviously you had the influence, right, from social media. Mm-hmm. You had a business with the hair extensions that, you know, just didn't work out. When you're going through that, are you on the vision board drawing, like, cosmetic line, beauty care, because you know the power of your influence? Was that the goal, like, in the early years? Like, in early, like, let's say 2017, 2018?
No. So everything happened so fast. Like, I always wanted to do something. First, I thought I wanted to do clothes. Mm. But I'm not even creative enough, for real, to be designing a bunch of different clothes. Like, so I wanted to do something that I really, really, really like. And it's makeup. That is what I really love. I really love makeup.
Yeah. There's power in that, right? Like, you saying, like, hey, that's not my strength.
Yeah.
Right, rather than trying to force it and saying, like, out there, there's a bag there, it could end up in a bad situation because you're not passionate about it.
Because that's why I feel like people do stuff and then they'd be like, I don't want to do this no more. You want to do something else? Like, this is sticking for me. This is it for me. Y'all gonna see. Watch this. I'm gonna show y'all.
Nah, I mean, we saw two young ladies become billionaires, Rihanna and Kylie Jenner, mm-hmm. both off of cosmetics.
I'm coming number three. I'm gonna see y'all soon, boo.
Period. Pool.
You heard him.
I heard him.
were they inspiration for you at all?
Absolutely.
Watching what they was doing?
Yes, hell yeah. I love them. They are so, baby. Yes, I love them. They set the tone. They do it big. I love their makeup. I love their lines. I love, they creative. They teams. They got a lot of support. Definitely, for sure.
So it sounds like you're pretty hands-on. And so I'm thinking bag. And so are you involved in the price points for the products as well? Because if you take me as a person that, you know, you want to know the profit margins on the items that you're going to be selling.
Hell yeah. You know that.
Is it like for the marketing, we see like a lot of brand ambassadors, especially like I'm thinking of Rihanna, like with the Fenty. Is that something that you want to do? Like have other, you know, social media influencers, artists, like as brand ambassadors, or are you just like just putting it out there and the people champion it?
I'm gonna send out some PR packages. I haven't really thought about if I want to do like paid promotions, like to use like other like influencers. I think I'm pretty strong, but I do think that, you know, it'll be good to have a consistent influencer, you know, use it. But I want people to really use it and like it, you know? Mm-hmm. So like if I send it to you and you be like, no, I really, really like this, like, you know, We could work some things out, you know, but I don't want to just put it out there and like, oh, let me pay you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want people to actually really
genuinely
like it.
Rock
yeah.
With it.
Cause that's how I am. When I promote stuff, like if I don't like it, I'm not going to promote it. I'll be like, you know, and people be coming with their, you know, their checks, but I'm like, it's millions of people I can't steer all them people wrong. It just don't sit right. It don't feel right.
Yeah, I was gonna say good work sells itself. Well, that's a fact. Yeah.
Good dope sells itself.
Well, we try to clean it up for the network, but yeah, good dope sells itself. But what you speak to is the power of partnership, right? Whether people are, you're paying for them to build a brand, or people are trying to pay you to build their brand.
Right.
And so what's that process like for you, right? You're turning down a lot of things, but you are selecting some things, right? So I know fashion wasn't one of your things, but you have worked with Fashion Nova. And so like, what's the process like when you're selecting a person or a company that you're gonna say, all right, this is worth it for me. I align with them, let's make this happen.
The only thing that I've ever really turned down is like stuff for people's private parts or like sex toys and like
yoni steam. We gotta Google that.
Yoni steam. It's like these like washes that like the girls use and stuff for their ear. Like I don't like stuff like that. I wouldn't promote like waxing stuff that like could fuck with people. But anything else like. It's pretty like basic like clothes or, but if I don't like it, I just can't do it. Like
if you just don't like the
if I just don't like it,
I'm not going to just rock it just because you're paying me. No, that's good.
Makes sense. Perfect sense.
High level integrity. What about your YouTube show, Dinner with the Don?
Dinner with the
You know what's
Don.
So crazy about this? So you know, I didn't realize how big cooking shows were on YouTube until I have a son. So, you know, we've interviewed a lot of people from like Tyler Perry, Steve Harvey, Ross, and he's never really interested in any of these conversations that we have. What he was interested in one time was, we did a show, we was actually cooking, and I was showing him the show, and he was like, you did a cooking show? And he's interested in it. He's like, you should do more content like this. He's like 11. I'm like, wow. He's like, this is what people on YouTube want to see. I started doing research, and I realized how big cooking shows was. So what made you want to?
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
A cooking show, and what's your plan for that?
So I really like to cook. It's very therapeutic to me, and I know how to cook, just not macaroni and cheese.
That's gonna be solved today.
I really know how to cook. I love to cook, and my baby, he loves home cooked food. So with YouTube, it was just something fun that I wanted to do. I wasn't even really looking to have anything come from it for real. But then when I started doing it, people loved it. And they're like, oh, cook this or do this on the show. And I'm like, okay. It was one of them exciting moments again that I had, you know, from like took me to the $3,500 at the club. It took me back like that. And I'm like, damn, people really like it. And I really like to genuinely just cook. So I got my Dinner with the Don. Y'all gotta watch all the episodes. And they super funny too, because I'm on there with my personality. I got my friend on there with me, so it's dope. I did an episode with my son too. But so now I'm doing seasonings. Because I'm real big on seasoning. I used to make a little too much salt.
What kind of seasonings do you use?
Right now, I like Slap Your Mama.
Slap Your Mama?
Mm-hmm.
What does that consist of?
See, everything that I didn't see since I've been
here. No, that's good. It's so good. Warm. I just got a thumbs up. My wife said it's good.
So good.
It's good.
Well, you got to understand, I haven't cooked in years.
You need to listen to your son and cook that food. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you need to listen. Important. You see what I'm saying?
Very important. But
you said you have your own seasoning coming?
I do.
Which is perfect. Because I'm saying that's perfect because obviously you're using it. You turned it. This is like another asset. This is like obviously the theme of the show, Assets and Liabilities. You got the YouTube show. You just wanted to do something that was cool, and now you found another business inside of it. So you got the seasoning. What's the stop? Is there a cookbook coming?
No, I actually got a ghost kitchen coming.
Ghost kitchen. Yeah. Okay.
In Atlanta?
Yep.
What kind of food?
I'm still creating my menu.
So the ghost kitchens is interesting. All right, let's have this. This is an interesting conversation because
A lot of people don't know about it. Of what a ghost kitchen is. So we got to get into that.
That's a fact. We're definitely going to get into that.
We got some knowledge in that.
Before we get into that, though, I want to talk about, like, you know, they always say, like, the average millionaire has seven streams of income. But that's discouraging to a lot of people because they think like you got to have seven different businesses or seven different jobs. But the thing about it is that what we learned is that you don't necessarily need seven different businesses. You just need one business that you can actually diversify. So like the YouTube situation, you can get paid from YouTube by AdSense, like Google AdSense, like the people, they actually pay you. You can actually probably even, the visual might be hard, but you might be able to turn that into an audio podcast where you can actually get paid from that too. But the good thing with the cooking shows is like, yeah, you can get paid for product placement.
Mm-hmm.
You can get paid for cookbooks.
Mm-hmm.
You can get paid even clothes, like aprons, stuff like that. Like people.
I mean, the first episodes you had a custom outfit on.
Yeah, all my episodes.
Yeah,
see? Custom outfits. Yeah. And now people are going to want those outfits. But
then, they show me asking about
it. Yeah, even like food tasting, because like different restaurants and stuff like that, they'll come on. There's a lot of different ways how you can monetize that. But the Ghost Kitchens is crazy because shout out to my boy Nacho Banger. He's an entrepreneur out of Baltimore. He's the first one that kind of talked to us about Ghost Kitchens. And they're like real popular in cities like Atlanta, D.C., or Chicago,
New York, yep.
Where the rent is really high for a restaurant, a brick and mortar restaurant. But the thing about it is like when you order Uber Eats, you don't really know where you're ordering from. Like, yep. It's like, you know, Mr. Chow's, like, restaurant, whatever. Mr. Chow's a bad thing because that's actually a restaurant. But let's say, like fish and chips extraordinaire, something like that, right?
Let's go with that.
So what I realized is that you take a picture, you have a menu, and that's a restaurant. But the restaurant can actually be an industrial kitchen. It doesn't necessarily have to be a storefront.
Mm-hmm.
So the Ghost Kitchens is cool because you don't have to pay the rent, and you don't have to actually run a brick-and-mortar restaurant. You can have a kitchen. And the thing about Ghost Kitchen is that you can have multiple restaurants from one kitchen.
Yep.
So you can have Chinese, you can have Jamaican, you can have Thai food, all coming out of one kitchen. Nobody really knows where it's coming from.
Yeah.
So who put you on the Ghost Kitchens and what's the inspiration for that?
So he actually owns, y'all ever heard of Toast on Lennox?
Yes.
Toast on Lennox?
Chef Harper.
Yeah. We just heard about it. We were in Atlanta and somebody was like, y'all haven't been there yet? Y'all have to be there. He was a guest on your show.
Yep.
Yeah. I saw the episode.
Chef Harper, he is amazing. I love him. He know how to cook so good. When we did the episode and like we talk, you know, we catch up. He owned a restaurant, show mad love all the time, love him to death. And he called me one day and he was like, I was already telling him, like, I want to do some seasonings. And he's doing, like, his whole, like, another restaurant. And he doing some seasonings on his own. And he was like, you know, like, I'm doing that. I got to connect on that. And so he was like, he going to set me up a meeting with the lady. So I'm like, okay, cool, let's do it. You know, I'm excited. So now we get there. We're talking about the seasonings. She's showing me everything that she do, like, the kitchen. We in this big-ass place. The Ghost Kitchens are really inside of where, like, the trucks go to, like, reload up, like, the food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's inside of a place like that. And she just brought up the idea, like, you know, I know you got a cooking show. You know, people like all of this stuff, like, these recipes that you're doing, like, you open to it? I said, hell yeah! And then we're back to the West of Ghost Kitchen. She just like came up with the idea, like, you know, is this something that you're interested in? Because she like franchises Mr. Beast Burger. Y'all heard of Mr. Beast Burger?
I have not.
No.
It's good?
It's like a few, it's so good. Y'all gotta try it. It's so many like Ghost Kitchens. And she do all the packaging, everything. Yeah, she brought the idea of like, we could do the seasonings and we could also, you know, do you a Ghost Kitchen? She was just like, are you interested? And I was like, absolutely.
So we got the Ghost Kitchens, we got the spices. There's a lot going on. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on. We ain't done yet.
We got Remedy happening. But first and foremost, you're a mom. And so what's it like to be a mogul mom with all that going on?
I love my baby so much. It's hard though, like traveling, you know, being away from him.
Mm-hmm.
But he understands. He's like, are you about to go to work? Mm-hmm. Okay, now he cool. You know, at first it was like crying, mad. It used to make me so sad. I used to be crying. But it's hard, but I'm very, very happy and thankful that I get to provide, you know? Like, mm-hmm. It's a sacrifice. But, you know, it's for the greater good. He know mommy coming home and whatever he need, whatever he dreaming about and desiring, he gonna have it.
How is that for him growing up, seeing, you know, his mom as an entrepreneur? Is that starting to rub off? Like, do you see that rubbing off on him as far as, like, is he interested in business? Is he interested in kind of being his own boss?
My baby want to be a superhero, and he want to be a rapper. He's stuck in between the two. So
both.
You could do both.
He could do both. Yeah. He could do both.
Just like Jay-Z. Shout out to
Hope. I put him in so many costumes today. He want to be the Grinch, and he want to be Spider-Man. He want to be Batman. He want to be a vampire. I'm about to stop ordering him all these damn costumes off Amazon. He's like, can you go on Amazon and order me a But yeah, no, being a mom is amazing. It's the best thing, the best decision I've ever decided to do in my whole entire life. I think if I didn't have a baby, I wouldn't even be sitting right here with y'all right now.
Wow. Why is that?
To be completely honest, because I couldn't see this far. Hmm. Like, I just didn't, like, I would have still been in Chicago. I needed, like, a change. I needed something fresh. I was like, I need to do something. I got this baby. Like, I have to make sure that he is okay. That was, like, my thing. So it was like, move, go away, go to Atlanta, get out of Chicago, take your baby and go and figure something out for you to do. And that's what I did. And if I didn't have that baby, y'all could see me now at the club. I love the club, y'all. Ain't nothing wrong with being in the club. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I wouldn't be sitting right here. That's all I'm saying.
That's it. That's all she's saying.
Period, Pooh.
Okay, so let's talk about something that was trending. It was a very unique gift that you gave 28 acres.
28.8, we can't cheat that.
28.8. acres of land. Okay, so yeah, what made you want it? What was that gift about? Like, what made you think outside the box? Like, cause like I said, that's something that I've never really seen somebody like do that before, at least on social media, like make it like, you know, something like that.
He wanted like I forget what it's called. Basically like a big old, the building that we in, like to use it for different things.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But then he like is super into like his community and like how he came up. So he wanted like to have these like townhomes and apartments for people who couldn't get jobs or, you know, like. So I was like, maybe I should just buy him land and he could just build all of that shit on the land. Like it was a compound. That's what he wanted, a compound. So maybe he could just put the compound on the land. He could build some apartments, you know. Create him a generational wealth.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just feel like we spend so much money on shit that don't really matter.
Yo, what's going on? Hope all is well. I'm Duke.
I'm Omar.
I'm Jalan, and this is Nice and Neat, the podcast.
We're three quintessential friends dedicated to the 360-degree development of men.
Our goal is to not only share our experiences, but offer as much value as we possibly can through the lessons we've learned along the way.
When I say we talk about everything, we talk about everything. Character, discipline, career development. Oh, and let me not forget, we get real personal.
Now make sure you subscribe so you never miss any of our episodes. Write a review, let us know what you think. Enjoy.
Like, it matter a little bit because I want it, but you know, it's just like, it's not, you know, like a necessity. It's not nothing that I really need, and it's not nothing that, like, how was just outside, like, oh, like this car is nice. I don't want my lamb truck no more. You know, it's like stuff you could just get rid of. Like, you can't get rid of this. Is on the earth and this is yours forever. Like,
it's super important.
You could give this to all your kids. Your family, your mama, this can keep going and going and going and growing.
Yeah, I think it's super important. When you put that post up, I might have memorized it. It was like, what do you buy the person that has everything?
Yeah.
You give them land and they can build and have generational wealth.
Yeah.
And so when I saw you put that, I'm like, wow, super impressed. But I also know that the people are following you. A lot of young ladies, young men are following you. The impact that can have, right? Because they're seeing that in real time. Like, they've seen you do all these other things. I'm like, wait, here's a transition here. There's something happening here in her life. And so then I read up even more so on you, and I'm like, wait, there's an image shift that's about to happen. You want to be known as the businesswoman. So talk about that transition, because I think that's so important that young people see you doing these things. Because again, you have the influence, but bigger than that, you have impact. So can you talk about that?
Absolutely. So I think that right now I'm in like this era of like just, I'm on my grown woman shit. Like I used to be a little reckless, loud talking. I don't want to be the Instagram girl, you know, like that's not who I want to be. Like I'm a real businesswoman. Like I got a lot of stuff that I'm doing, and I need people to take me seriously. Like this is not no little Instagram to death, but it's like I need something bigger than that. Cause I lost my Instagram page at one point, and when I lost my page, it was like, now look at you. Mm. What you about to do? You know, it's like you gotta look. First, I needed to lose it. Like I needed that because it's like you gotta do something that's bigger than Instagram. You know. That's what also, too, with this cosmetic line that I'm doing, it's like, it's just so much bigger than, it ain't about just logging in, looking, okay, she cute, double tap. Like, I want you to go in the store. I want you to go online, like, besides Instagram and be able to purchase something. And, you know, I need something continuous. Mm-hmm. And I think that before it was just about, like, okay, I'm getting booked here, I'm going here, I'm doing this. I'm gonna post this picture and get this money. And then on top of, you know, I got some old drama, you know. So, you know, people like to look at the negative things about people. And I think that it's easy to do that, especially with somebody who you got 5.5 million followers. So people like to highlight the negative things. But I've done so many other great things, but they ain't gonna like make that a big bright light. Because they like to tell people down, especially a black woman, that y'all better stop that shit, too. I don't like that. But now I'm just, like, I'm trying to transition. Ariana Fletcher here.
Ariana Fletcher.
Do you ever feel, like, pressure? Because, like, you say you have so many followers on Instagram. A lot of young women look up to you. Like, it's not like you necessarily signed up to be a role model, but a lot of people look at you. Like, when you're moving around, when you post, is that subconsciously in the back of your mind, or you just don't, you like, just, you know, just live?
I used to always say, like, you can't make me try to change because somebody watching me, like, this is who I am, this is who brought me here, this is, you know what I'm saying, like, you here because you like me. I ain't coming following you, like, you, but it's like, I changed my mind, it's like, it's different because it's like, if you got to, I'm a leader. So, you know, people, you got to lead in the right direction. And even though, like, I didn't ask for these people to come and follow me, you know, but it happened because it's something that they like. So make a change and be something better, you know? Like, you can't be sitting on Instagram cursing and acting crazy all day. Like, you know what I'm saying? If people like you and they love you and you a leader, then show them the way. Show them the right way. So I think that, you know, I looked at it, like, in a bigger perspective. And I like change my ways, so I don't want nobody doing no reckless, no, none dumb, none crazy.
Yeah, when I hear you speak, I think of two words. I think growth, and I think legacy. I feel like those, I feel like those are the two things that like are at the forefront of what you're encompassing right now. The YouTube show, right, reality TV. I'm wondering now, is there more ventures down the road? Is reality TV or TV something that's on the vision board or an aspiration of yours?
Yeah, I'm actually filming right now for a reality show with BET. It's called The Impact ATL.
Okay.
And it's coming out soon.
I think we might know some of the cast members.
Who's on it?
Yeah, tell us
the some. Cast.
Yeah.
So the cast is me, Tay, Jada, Des, and Lakia.
Okay, Jada, that's our people.
Yeah.
That's dope because I like to see you and Jada. Y'all friends? You know?
Yeah, we cool.
Yeah, because, you know, we had her on the show last season and, you know, another really dope businesswoman, but I don't think people really fully appreciated it. And I feel like after the show came out, a lot of attention came and she really started to get more and more, you know, business opportunities. Mm-hmm. So I love to see stuff like that. Yeah. So I'm glad to hear that y'all on the same show. I'm gonna check it out. When does it come out?
Soon.
To be determined.
To be determined.
TBD.
I'll tell you when the cameras go off. It's real soon, but it's gonna be super good. I get real personal on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm scared to watch. I get real personal. I let people see a different side of me.
So, we see Instagram is an interesting place, right? Because it's like so much stuff happens and so many personalities are born and different trends. So we're in a trend now where, you familiar with the soft life?
No.
You ever heard of it? Soft life is a whole movement that, you know, a lot of women are championing, where, you know, a lot of times, especially black women, it's like you had to be hard, like, you know what I mean? Like, strong black woman and super aggressive and different things of that nature. So a soft life is saying, like, women are comfortable in their femininity, and they're not necessarily trying to, you know, be as hard and different things of that nature. And some people, you know, are championing it. Some people are not really championing it. How do you feel about that, as far as, like, a woman just being comfortable being a woman and not necessarily being, like, overly assertive or aggressive or, you know, things of that nature?
I think that we feel like we gotta be that way, because when a woman is being soft and being submissive and being, you know, real lax, it's just, I think it even makes me feel like I'm not doing something right. Like, I feel like I'm scared a little bit. Like, I always feel like I gotta be like, you know, and that's not cool.
No.
And I think that is not y'all, but, like, men, a lot of men put that on women and make women be like, you know, like, always want to be on a tough, you know, hard body. Because I felt that a lot.
Yeah.
So I think that this soft life, I'm ready to join that. Soft life.
Well, you know, I think it's when women don't feel safe, then they have to, you know. But I think that that's the role of a man, to actually make a woman feel safe. And it's, you know, a yin and yang. So it's an interesting conversation that's been happening online, because now it's like, you know, kind of getting back into that soft life. It doesn't necessarily take away from a woman, but it just puts a woman at ease and like you said, more comfortable. But like you said, just you kind of feel that edge because you think you have to be on guard.
Yep.
But that's not necessarily how it should be, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are there investment opportunities that you do outside of what we've heard already? Or is there, like, you have a real estate portfolio, or you invest in stocks, or are these things unfamiliar to you right now?
I'm investing in stocks.
Yeah, let's talk about
it.
Who got you invested?
Oh, no. Don't worry, we're going to give you a Zoom.
That's easy. But that's the power of this, the conversation, right? Like, we're getting familiar with the things that, you know, you're highlighting, and there's some things that we're great at, but that's collaboration. That's partnership in itself, right?
Y'all investing in some stocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. We have. And we teach people how.
Oh, y'all being humble. That was like, yeah, you know. I can't wait to hear about this.
Well, why? So let's have this conversation. You're not investing in stocks. Is it because you just wasn't ever educated on it, or you kind of are a little nervous about it?
No, I'm just not educated on it. And I think that I'd always be like, when I don't know too much about something, I'd be like, because I'd be scared, thinking somebody trying to take my money.
Yeah. It's human nature not to feel comfortable with something that you're not educated on, especially when it comes to money, right? We usually just stay away. But that's the problem, especially in our community. We haven't really been educated on a lot of these topics for so long, and we kind of just shied away from it. But that's not necessarily, you know, something that is beneficial long term. So that's why, like, we try to, like, you know, just educate.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
On real estate, stocks, crypto, because a lot of times people have a false conception that it's really, really complicated, or it's over their head, when it's like, it's really not. It's not hard at all. Like, I feel like if you could remember a rap song, that's way more complicated than actually
the number of rap songs we remember.
You gotta have 16 bars. You gotta do the hook. Like, it's a whole
It's a process.
It's definitely a process.
In crypto, I heard some little tweaks about crypto, like some bad stuff. I'm scared.
Yeah. Well, I feel like all investments, you gotta just be educated, but it's ups and downs, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, even like with business. Business is not always going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be bad. But that's how investments are. Crypto is the same way. But I feel like people kind of look at investing a lot of times as gambling.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, that's the wrong way to go about it.
Okay, teach me, please.
That's going
to
be a whole.
Because it's like if you go to Vegas, right, and you gamble. Now, gambling is a game of chance, but investing is a game of knowledge. But investing can be synonymous with gambling when you treat investing like gambling. So like if you just hear about Bitcoin and you don't know anything about it and it's like, I want to double my money next week. Let me just put 100,000 into it. That's like gambling, right?
Right.
And that's when you get hurt because then it's like, damn, it went down to 50. I lost $50,000. Give me all my money back. But when you study, when you research, you know, when's a good time to buy, you're not emotional about it. Like hold it for a long period of time. That is knowledge. So like when you bought that land, like that's knowledge because you know it's going to go up over the time. Like they're not making any more land. Like these are all rational decisions that you made in your brain before you actually bought it. But it's like a lot of times people don't think like that. They just think like, I'm going to put this money in and I'm going to quick flip. That's our problem a lot of times. Like we always look at the quick flip instead of the long haul.
When we don't know what to do with money, we do what we know and I spend it. And so like our thing is like, let's figure out how to accumulate more assets that can generate revenue. So that's what I said. When we saw that 28.8, it was like, oh yeah, she gets it. She totally gets it. There's a lot of young women watching you. So I just, and it hit me. I'm like, look, what's the toughest lesson you learned in business that you wish you could have passed on, had known, and now you can pass on to somebody who's actually coming up in business, like a young entrepreneur? What's the toughest lesson you've learned?
That you can't trust nobody.
That's what T.I. told us.
That's a fact.
He said it a little differently, but.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
People go crazy about that dollar.
So what's next for you? What's on your vision board for the next 5-10 years?
So we got Remedy. We got Remedy Swim.
Swim line.
Yeah, I'm doing a swim line too. We're gonna drop that in October.
Mm. Okay. Dope.
Yeah, we get into some things. I also want to do a skincare line because, you know, with all the makeup, I still want people to be like, don't take that off. Wash your face before you go to sleep now, you know, because I got a very, very, very long skincare routine. That's what keeps the makeup on flawless. Got to let them know that, too. And then we got the Ghost Kitchen and the seasonings and YouTube. Building me a big, beautiful house.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
No more babies right now, so I'm just excited about all this.
Very important, very important. What's out of all of those, what's the one that you're most excited about?
Remedy.
Yeah. I got a good feeling about Remedy. How many? What exactly is it? So it's the lip gloss, it's the makeup.
The lip gloss, the makeup. Yes, right? Lip gloss. So I'm starting on, my first launch is going to be 10 lip glosses, 8 lip liners, and like a new eyeshadow palette. But we're going to go on and we're going to do like concealer, makeup brushes, powder. You probably like, okay, what is that? But we're doing everything. Like I want my whole makeup kit to be Remedy. Every single thing that you need, eyeliners, every shade of lip gloss, lipstick. I'm super excited about that.
You're very intentional about your names, right? Even like your hashtag, your tag on Instagram is for your late brother. You have Dinner with the Don, right? Because you're a boss. Where'd the name Remedy come from?
It's like my fix. It's like my perfect remedy, like what I put together and what is going to be the absolute perfect thing that I need. So it's like my little beauty secret. And I want to share that with the world. You know, you look good, you feel good.
It's a fact.
That's a fact.
You look good, you smell good, you play good, you do good.
Okay, I know that's right.
Daily affirmations. Nah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, y'all. I had fun with y'all. I fuck with y'all.
I appreciate it.
I'm ready to learn, so I'm serious. I want y'all to teach me about...
Nah, for sure.
That's going to happen.
We set up a Zoom call whenever you get a chance. Yeah. And yeah, we teach you for sure. Because it's really not that complicated, for sure. Like, once you learn, I feel like you're the type of person, like, you're really going to be into it. Especially once you start to make money.
Oh, for sure. I'm locked
in. Who doesn't like that?
Like, when you said you made that $3,500, and you was like, when you start making, like, $10,000, like, you made $10,000 for the first time, and stopped, you're like, I ain't have to do nothing? Nothing? Not one thing?
Right.
That's when it's coming out. Oh, it's lit. It's
lit. We locked in. I'm ready.
There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause, please.
Ariana Fletcher, the Don herself. Hey, it's Troy and Rashad from Assets Over Liabilities. This episode's word is business model. This is the Asset Journal brought to you by Ally. A business model is a company's core strategy for profitability doing business.
If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. Having a business model is crucial for any business. The business model creates a blueprint for you to reference throughout your journey. In life, nothing goes 100% as planned. However, having a business model to reference when you get off track is important. Only here on Revolt.
Man, I love it. We're going to have to title this joint Legacy, Legacy, Legacy.
Nah, that was dope. Thank you. Yeah. I really have fun.
Me too.
Appreciate that.
I gotta come back.
A whole lot of good energy.
Yeah, we coming to cook.
Y'all gotta come cook.
That is a fact.
Let me help
Macaroni.
You down.
Macaroni.
The last
the
cooking.
Gentleman.
The last cooking show I was on, I did tuna fish.
Yeah, he outcooked me.
Tuna fish.
Yeah.
I outcooked him.
That's a fact.
You put sugar in it.
Why are you doing this sugar?
Who's doing that?
Who puts sugar in tuna fish?
In tuna?
In Chicago.
No, that's what you were cracking.
Yeah, you got it.
We're gonna do that on the cooking show. Y'all gonna try it with the sugar.
tuna fish?
In tuna, yeah.
What they doing in Chicago?
Watch. It's gonna change your whole mind.
All right, well.
Okay.
We're 2 days away from the launch. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
You got the remedy for it all.
Got the remedy.
Dawn.
Bye, y'all.
Big Dawn.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.